With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Greg Gianforte is trying to avoid a judge's order for a mugshot to be taken of him, following his guilty plea for assault. Corin Cates Carney reports.
When Gianforte was sentenced on Monday, the court gave him 40 hours of community service and 20 hours of anger management counseling, with no jail time. The judge also ordered him to appear in the Gallatin County Detention Center to be fingerprinted and photographed. But Gianforte's attorneys argued in a motion filed today that the court doesn't have the authority to require their client to be booked because he was never arrested. The motion says the court, quote, cannot exercise discretion to order fingerprints or photographs of a defendant if that power is not expressly granted to it by statute, which it is not in this instance, unquote. If a mugshot of Gianforte is taken, it would likely be used in negative ads by his opponents in Gianforte's 2018 re-election campaign for the U.S. House. The Gallatin County attorney has until the end of the month to respond to Gianforte's motion. In an interview with the Associated Press today, conducted before his motion against the mugshot and fingerprinting was made public, Gianforte called for civility in politics. He heads to Washington, D.C. next week in order to be sworn in as Montana's lone House representative on Wednesday. In the interview, Gianforte refused to answer questions about the attack and why his campaign initially released a statement painting the reporter as the instigator. That contradicted eyewitness accounts, Gianforte's own apology letter, and the criminal charge to which he eventually pleaded guilty. Instead, Gianforte repeated 9 times over the course of the half-hour interview that he had taken responsibility and wanted to move on. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Governor Steve Bullock has joined a bipartisan group of 6 other governors asking Congress to overhaul the existing Affordable Care Act, rather than replacing it with one passed by the U.S. House. The governors sending the letter to U.S. House and Senate majority leaders include Republicans John Kasich of Ohio, Nevada's Brian Sandoval, and Charlie Barker of Massachusetts. Bullock released this audio clip to the media along with the letter today.
We can all agree, Republicans and Democrats, that health care is still too expensive. It's time for folks in Washington, D.C. to start working across the aisle to find meaningful solutions to actually increase the affordability and quality of healthcare across America.
Other Democratic governors who signed onto the letter criticizing the House bill as putting coverage for millions at risk were Colorado's John Hickenlooper, John Bel Edwards of Louisiana, and Pennsylvania's Tom Wolf. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he's hoping to get legislation through the Senate before Congress's 4th of July recess, though it's unclear that will happen because of divisions among GOP lawmakers. The owner of a Montana medical marijuana dispensary network has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana. The Missoulian reports 40-year-old Charlton Victor Campbell was sentenced yesterday. Under a plea agreement, Campbell forfeited $30,000 and the Montana Buds properties in Bozeman. Prosecutors said Campbell had prior felony convictions in Gallatin County in 1995 and could not legally have been a provider under 2011 changes to the state medical marijuana law. Campbell's brother, Jesse, is scheduled to plead guilty next week to maintaining a drug-involved premises. He has agreed to forfeit $55,000 and the home and outbuildings in Bozeman he was using to grow and sell medical marijuana. Prosecutors said both men had more marijuana than they were allowed to have as providers. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Governor Steve Bullock has joined a bipartisan group of 6 other governors asking Congress to overhaul the existing Affordable Care Act rather than replacing it with one passed by the U.S. House. The governors sending the letter to U.S. House and Senate majority leaders include Republicans John Kasich of Ohio, Nevada's Brian Sandoval, and Charlie Baker of Massachusetts. Bullock released his audio clip to the media along with the letter today.
We can all agree, Republicans and Democrats, that health care is still too expensive. It's time for folks in Washington, D.C. to start working across the aisle to find meaningful solutions to actually increase the affordability and quality of health care across America.
Other Democratic governors who signed onto the letter criticizing the House bill as putting coverage for millions at risk were Colorado's John Hickenlooper, John Bel Edwards of Louisiana, and Pennsylvania's Tom Wolf. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he's hoping to get legislation through the Senate before Congress adjourns for the 4th of July, though it's unclear that will happen because of divisions among GOP lawmakers. Earthquakes continue to shake the area west of Yellowstone National Park today. A sequence of about 30 earthquakes, magnitude 2 and larger, have hit the area since Monday. Yesterday, a 4.5 magnitude quake occurred in a backcountry area at 6:48 p.m. near West Yellowstone. Nathan Anderson felt it while working at the Free Heel and Wheel, a bike shop and cafe in West Yellowstone.
So I'm standing there and I'm doing dishes, and I hear kind of this rumble come through. It was this deep, loud kind of freight train rumble. And I look up and I start to see the lights just briefly move for a few seconds.
Yesterday's quake was the largest to occur in Yellowstone since March 2014. The West Yellowstone Police Department said there were no reports of damage. Earthquakes occur frequently in and around Yellowstone. In 1959, the Hebgen Lake earthquake near Yellowstone in Montana killed 28 people. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.